This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I call the Joint Committee on Appropriations to order this morning as we have snow falling here in Pier. We welcome you listening on the internet. We appreciate you being there. As we have one bill and a couple of budgets to set this morning. So let's get things started. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Saba. Nessaba.
Here.
Birthday Bartles.
Here.
Gross.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Koth.
Here.
Peterson.
Birthday
Sutton. Post. Birthday. Oh, Birthday Sutton. Oh, wait. Sorry, Post. White.
Here.
Partridge.
Here.
Maher.
Here.
Kolbeck.
Here.
Greenfield. Hunhoff.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. And we have two birthdays as part of that quorum. So if you missed that, happy birthday, Representative Bartles and Senator Sutton.
Thank you.
That's as much as you get. We do not sing in this committee. All right, so let's move ahead. We have one bill on the agenda today, Senate Bill 2, an act to adjust for inflation the amount of the special education appropriation that may be set aside for extraordinary expenses. We already heard public testimony on this. We had closed public testimony on this and opened it to committee discussion and or action, and we deferred it, and we will continue with the committee discussion, and I believe, Representative Bartles, you have a solution. Representative Bartles has an amendment.
Mr. Chair, I would move Amendment 2TA.
Second. We have Representative Bartles moved that Senate Bill 2 be amended with 2 Tango Alpha, seconded by Senator Nessaba. Comments on that motion, Representative Bartles?
What this bill does is it deletes the insertion of 5 and the overstrike of 4 and replaces it with 4. So it would leave the extraordinary cost fund at $4 million, the annual appropriation to that, but it would still leave in the language for it to be inflated by the inflationary factor. This will give us a little more time to finalize our budget agreements. We can move this bill to the floor of the Senate with no increase to the current fiscal year's budget or FY20's fiscal budget, and then we can finish negotiations as it moves to the House.
Thank you, Representative Bartles. Any additional comments on the motion to Tango Alpha to amend Senate Bill 2? Senator Nessaba.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I do think we are going to have to come back and put some amount of money in there, but let's wait and see what the rest of our budget looks like, and we'll come back and do that later, and I'm ready to move this to the Senate floor.
Senator White.
I am too. I would second that.
Any additional comments on the motion to amend Senate Bill 2 with 2 Tango Alpha? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to amend Senate Bill 2 with 2 Tango Alpha, moved by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Nessaba, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The bill is so amended.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bartles. We've closed public testimony on this bill.
I would move due pass on Senate Bill 2 as amended.
Second.
We have a due pass motion by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Kolbeck. Any comments on that motion, Representative Bartles?
Thank you. We had a great summer study this summer on extraordinary cost fund for special ed. We've received testimony here that we haven't prorated, but we've watched the carryover balance drop consistently year after year. The carryover this year, I believe, is $66,000. This fund needs to be addressed. There's more and more schools approaching the standards to apply to it. And we're doing several things to hopefully postpone that, but we need to make sure those things work. But we need to address the fund balance as well, I believe, going into the future. So this is a good vehicle to do that, and I would hope that we'd all pass this on to the Senate floor. Thanks.
Thank you, Representative Bartles. Any additional comments on the do-pass motion on Senate Bill 2 as amended? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would ask you to vote no on this motion. We haven't seen more and more schools applying to this. The number of schools has been pretty steady between 25 and 30 applying over the years. We heard them say we may have an issue going forward. There's a possibility that we may need to address this, that there may be more schools applying. But right now, we heard testimony that there is enough funds in here to meet the request. There has been no prorating of the funds. And with this index factor in there, no, it first of all, it doesn't have the 3% or CPI, whichever is less, which is what we typically see. That's what we put on the counties. That's what we see on a lot of when we index factor stuff. So I have a problem with that. But as well, we are automatically increasing this then every year, regardless of the need. And so we will be increasing. This will be on the taxpayers. This is going to affect their property taxes. So I would rather address it when we see a concrete need rather than doing it this way.
Thank you, Representative. Any additional comments on Senate Bill 2 as amended?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Nessaba.
Thank you. I would just reassure my colleague to my right here that when we talk about subdivision 13-37-35.1, parentheses 6, if you go and look that up like I did yesterday, it actually says CPI or 3%, whichever is less, to reassure her that that is actually the – so they just cited the subdivision instead of saying that word. And then there was discussion yesterday about whether the expectation that we had spent $5.8 million out of that fund. And so I do think that we are likely to expend that. We just won't know until the end of the fiscal year what those requests are. So she is right in saying that we're not certain, but I think it is highly likely that that fund is going to be depleted and we're going to have to start prorating back to the school districts. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Nessaba. Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think, again, with our discussion yesterday, you could see the percentage of schools that have already met their levy commitment or the top end of their levy. And so they're eligible to move into this fund. We also had, the first large school move into this fund, indicating that it's going beyond where this fund initially has been to cover small schools. So we do have to anticipate that there probably is going to be some expansion to this process. And so I would hope that we take that into consideration as we pursue with this effort. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator White. Any additional comments on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 2 as amended? Seeing none. We have a do-pass motion made by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Colbeck. All those in favor of, then this is final action on this bill for this committee. So this will be a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll? If those in favor say aye, opposed say no.
Saba.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Nay.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Is excused.
Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield's excused. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
We have 15 yeas, 1 nay, and 2 excused.
With a positive vote of 15 yeas, 1 nay, and 0 excused, and 2 excused, sorry. No, that's right. 15 yay, 1 nay, and 2 excused. Senate Bill 2 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Any problems with the title, or are we still good? Still good with the title. All right, that will end our bill hearings, and we switch over to the process of budget setting. If you'd like to give us a brief explanation before we get into the motion sheets, Mr. Melhoff, for those listening at home, what we're about to be doing, I'd appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jeff Melhoff with the LRC fiscal staff. So what we will be doing today will be going through motion sheets for each budget unit within certain agencies. So up first, we will have the state treasurer, and we have a motion sheet in front of you, which is G3201A, which is the state treasurer, and that's the treasury management budget unit within the state treasurer's office. And so the motion sheet you can see in front of you, there are no changes to this budget unit. It is $547,449 in general funds.
Thank you, Mr. Melhoff. Senator White, do you have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to set the budgets for the Treasury Management and Unclaimed Property, and this is an informational motion sheet, G3201A and G3202A, which includes $547,449 in general funds and $28,924.562 in the other fund expenditure authority of 9 FTEs.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Senator White and seconded by Senator Partridge to set the budgets for Treasury Management and Unclaimed Property Informational Motion Sheets G3201A and G3202A, which includes the dollar amounts so mentioned. Any comments on that motion, Senator White?
This is basically the same that has moved forward from last year, and we don't see a lot of deviation from that, so I would move for approval.
Any additional comments on the motions at hand? I see by his comfort in his chair, the commissioner is okay with it so far. Or no, he's in the next one, sorry. That's why you're so comfortable, Commissioner. I was looking at the wrong commissioner. He's not here. Sure you want to change it? He's not in the room.
No, I think he's comfortable with it.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion moved by Senator White, seconded by Senator Partridge, to set the budgets for Treasury Management and Unclaimed Property Informational using motion sheets G3201A and G3202A, including the dollar amount so aforementioned. All those in favor of that motion will say aye. Opposed, say no. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Saba.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield's excused. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
We have 16 yays and 2 excused.
16 yays, 2 excused. The motion sheets are hereby moved. And the next motion sheet up for consideration this morning, Ms. Doherty Carber.
Good morning, Amanda Doherty Carber with LRC. I am presenting this morning on motion sheet G3001A for the Office of School and Public Lands. Similar to the Treasurer's Office, this budget has no changes from the FY19 budgeted amount. So you'll see general funds in the amount of $563,210 and other funds in the amount of $325,295 and 6 FTE.
All right. Any questions? Are there any questions of the committee? Any Any comments in the room on the motion? Well, the commissioner's here now. So, that commissioner's here. Sorry. Got ahead of myself. Is there a motion? Representative Post.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to set the budgets of the administration of school and public lands, motion sheets G3001A, which includes $563,210 in general funds, $325,295 in other fund expenditure, and six FTEs.
We have a motion by Representative Post, seconded by Senator Cronin, to move to set the budgets for administration of school and public lands, motion sheets G3001A, which includes the aforementioned dollar and FTE amounts. Comments on that motion, Representative Post.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, this is another sheet with no changes and is acceptable to the department. So.
Any additional comments on the motion at hand? Seeing none, we have a motion to set the budgets for administration of school and public lands, motion sheets G3001A, at the dollar amounts and FTE amounts so mentioned, moved by Representative Post, seconded by Senator Cronin. All those in favor of that motion will say aye. Opposed will say no. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Saba.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield's excused. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
We have 16 yeas and 2 excused.
With a positive vote of 16 yeas to excuse, that motion is hereby approved. Ms. Darnell.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Tammy Darnell with the Legislative Research Council. And we're here to look at the governor's budget. And for this budget, there are actually 3 motion sheets, 3 budget centers. We'll start with G0101A. And this is for the Office of the Governor. And in here, you'll see 21 FTE and $2,394,457,000 in general funds. This is the same as the agency request and the governor's recommended. There's also motion sheet G0102A, and this is for the governor's contingency fund, and this consists of $75,000 in general funds, and again, no changes to this budget. And then G0108A, and this is the budget for the lieutenant governor, and this consists of $35,808 in general funds and 0.5 FTE. And again, no change to this budget.
All right, any questions? Are there any questions on this budget? Any comments in the room on this budget? CPFM is just silently tweeting that we're setting the governor's budget so she knows while she's in Washington. Seeing no comments, is there a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bartles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to set the budgets for the Office of the Governor, the Governor's Contingency Fund, and the Lieutenant Governor in motion sheets G0101A, G0102A, and G0108A, which includes $2,505,265 in general funds and 22 FTEs.
We have a motion by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Nessaba, to move to set the budgets for the Office of Governor and Governor's Contingency Fund and Lieutenant Governor using motion sheets G0101A, G0102A, and G0108A, including the dollar amounts and FTE amounts so mentioned. Any comments on that motion?
Again,
Representative Bartles.
This is another budget unit, set of three units with no changes. And we've gone through it, and I would hope everyone would vote yes.
Any additional comments on the motions at hand? Seeing none, again, we have a motion made by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Nessaba, to move to set the budgets for the Office of the Governor, Governor's Contingency Fund, and Lieutenant Governor using motion sheets G0101A, G0102A, and G0108A, including the previously mentioned general fund dollar amounts and FTE amounts. All those in favor of that motion will say aye. Opposed, say no. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Saba.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield's excused. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
We have 16 yeas and 2 excused.
With a positive vote, a unanimous vote of members present, the budget sheets G0101A, G0102A, and G0108A are hereby moved. Any other motions or personal privileges? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move the minutes from February 7th. When we had Department of Education discuss them and had a great time doing so.
Is there a second? We have a motion by Representative Howard, seconded by Senator Cronin, to move the motion or to move the minutes from the February 7th Joint Committee on Appropriations meeting. Any additional comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Minutes are so approved. Representative Gross.
Mr. Chair, I move approval of the minutes of February 5th for the Department of Health, Department of Correctional Health, and Department of Corrections.
We have a motion by Representative Gross, seconded by Representative Bartles, to move the minutes from February 5th. Any comments on those motions or additional comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the minutes of February 5th, moved by Representative Gross, seconded by Representative Bartles, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Minutes are hereby approved. Representative Bartles.
I would move the approval of the minutes from our February 21st meeting, and it was a bill hearing.
Second.
Yesterday.
We have a motion by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Cronin, for approval of the minutes of February 21st. Any additional comments on the motion?
We heard testimony on three bills, deferred two, and sent one to the 41st day.
Thank you, Representative Bartles. Any additional comments on the motion? Made by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Cronin, to approve the minutes from February 21st. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Minutes are hereby approved. Senator Sutton.
Mr. Chairman, the minutes from February 19th have been reviewed. Find them in order and ask them for your approval.
Second.
We have a motion from Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Kolbeck, to approve the minutes on February 19th. Any additional comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the minutes from February 19th, moved by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Kolbeck, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Minutes are hereby approved. Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I get to go again. I would move the minutes from February 20th when we heard from the University Research Park personnel. They gave us an informational briefing that was really informational and very good.
Was it brief?
It was.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Howard that was seconded by Senator Cronin to approve the minutes of February 20th. Any additional comments on that motion? All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Minutes are hereby approved. Any additional motions? Personal privileges? We have a motion by Senator Cronin to adjourn.
Second.
seconded by Representative Bartles. The seconds are coming slow today, people. We have a motion by Senator Cronin to adjourn, seconded by Representative Bartles. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, please say no. We are adjourned.